who knocks and sticks her head into my dressing room. She is small, mousy, and overwhelmed by everything from the line producer to the latte machine. She got this job through an uncle who's an industry executive. When she opens the door, I can hear the buzz of the small studio audience. Unlike most talk shows, we do not just try to fill seats with the vagrants from Hollywood Boulevard. We give members of our audience breathalyzer tests to make sure they're sober. We do background checks. It's the only way I could possibly do televised readings. The link to the paranormal world is all about energy. And if the energy in a studio audience is messed up because of drugs or alcohol, it's harder for me to hear the spirits. Yet in spite of the hoops they must jump through to get in, we have a 3-year waiting list of people who are dying to come to the show. Not to mention a long list of those who are already dead.
"Sorry to interrupt, Serenity," she says. "We're 5 minutes away from filming."
I glance at her reflection in the full-length mirror, where I am taking stock of my signature pink hair piled onto my head. The higher the hair, the closer to Jesus. My matching Shantung suit jacket and the Louboutin spike-heeled platforms.
"Bethany," I ask,